L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them, and guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
My best man was giving his speech. He was so very romantic, talk about our relationship, everything. He kept going around the bridesmaids, and one of my best girlfriends was one of the bridesmaids, and he went toward her. He got down on one knee, and he proposed to her in front of all of my friends and family, and we had a very small wedding.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Here Comes the Drama. I'm your host, Krista, and today's episode is going to be a little bit different. So every single week on Instagram, I reach out to you guys and ask for your weekly confessions. And one week, the confessions were super hot, and I want to read the one that I got, okay? It said, "My husband's best man proposed to his girlfriend during his best man speech." My jaw was dropped. I was like, wait, this can't be real. Wait, what's happening here? So long story short, I reached out to her. She told me a little more details. I asked, do you want to come on the podcast and share more about this? Because some people don't believe these stories happen and that they're real. So I have our guest on today. She's going to be completely anonymous. We're going to have the camera off, but she's going to answer all of my questions. When I tell you, my jaw was just like, what? How? Like multiple times. I was like, this happened? This was your friend? Wait, tell me more. So it's a pretty crazy story. We're keeping her anonymous. Camera's off. But it's juicy, you guys. Then we'll get into the other stuff later on. We got another Reddit story that is very similar on theme with proposing at weddings and some more crazy confessions and hot takes. So without further ado, here's my very special interview. Enjoy. Hi there. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So I want to start off by reading the confession that you sent me over on Instagram. And it says, "My husband's best man proposed to his girlfriend during his best man speech." And this had my jaw dropped when I read it. This was when I was just like, oh my gosh, the tea is crazy today. I couldn't believe that it actually happened to someone because we hear about these stories happening. And that's when I posted a story asking everyone to send me their opinions. And so I asked if you would want to come on and share some more details to what happened. And we're going to keep you anonymous. We're going to keep the people involved anonymous, but we want to hear a real life story firsthand. Because people are like, wait, this actually happened? We're going to get into people's responses. But first things first, how are you doing after everything is said and done? I know it's been a little while, but how are you doing?
I'm doing as well as can be expected. Our wedding anniversary is coming up very soon in April. So we're looking forward to 1 year of marriage. So yay to us. When this happened, we were, well, stunned as can be. How do I go into words about this one?
Yeah, you know what? Let's go to the actual day. Tell everyone what kind of happened starting off.
My best man was giving his speech. He was so very romantic. Talk about our relationship, everything. He kept going around the bridesmaids, and one of my best girlfriends was one of the bridesmaids, and he went toward her. He got down on one knee, and he proposed to her in front of all of my friends and family. And we had a very small wedding because we paid for it ourselves. We had maybe 50, 60 guests because that's all we could afford. Mm-hmm. And me and my new husband were utterly shocked. My husband got up, he took off his coat, he grabbed the groomsman by the neck of the collar, back of his neck of his collar, and dragged him outside. The best man, who still had the mic in his hand, yells like, wait, I didn't get an answer. And
oh gosh,
you could hear the best man from the outside. It's like, hey, wait a minute. And one of the guests grabbed the mic before you could actually hear what was going on outside. He's like, wait,
no.
Wait, wait. You could hear a little bit. It's like, what is going on out there? You could hear some ruffling and scuffling. I still don't know what fully went on out there. And my maid of honor, God bless her, she brought me a whole bottle of champagne. And I love her for that. I just like, do you just want a glass? I'm like, nope, give me the bottle. Give me the bottle.
Wait, so when he first got down on his knee, so I'm assuming, did you guys have like one of those head tables where everyone's up front sitting,
yes,
like bridesmaids and groomsmen? So did he get in front of that bridesmaid and get on his knee?
Yes.
And did it click for you right away? Like, that's what's happening? Or are you like, what is he doing?
Yes. And I only had one maid of honor and one bridesmaid. So I only had two people in my wedding party. So my maid of honor and a bridesmaid. So it was kind of even more awkward.
Mm-hmm.
So I had two party because that's all we could afford. So just a small party because it's just me, my husband, and my daughter. And my daughter is 3.5 years old. She is my light. And this, well, now ex-best friend. Well, ex-friend, I should say. I keep calling her my best friend because she felt like a best friend to me. That's why I put her in my wedding party. I wouldn't put someone I knew that well in my wedding party.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, why on that day?
Right.
They came back into the party. His hair was messed up. His shirt was unbuttoned. Pants were a little ripped. And this was a rental suit.
What? Wait, so
yeah.
Okay. So after your husband brought him out of the room into the hall, was the bridesmaid just sitting there or did she go out there too?
She was just sitting there. She had the ring on her finger.
So he put the ring on her finger before he got pulled out?
Uh-huh.
But she didn't say yes at that point yet?
No. No,
was
they
she
won't
like,
be kidding.
Was she like waiting for something to happen?
I still don't know. I think she was going to say yes, even though they've only been dating for like 3.5 months.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Only 3.5 months? And he thought the best time to do it was at his best friend's wedding?
Pretty much, yeah. So,
and the other thing is, too, it's your friends and family. It's an intimate, small wedding. It's not a huge wedding where he's already family, so his family and friends are there. They're now expecting your family and friends to celebrate them.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm just like, what's going on? My maid of honor's trying to calm me down. Like, he came back to his seat. I asked him, what is going on? It's like, don't worry. I took care of it. I'm like, what do you mean you took care of it? It's like, don't worry about it. And I couldn't figure it out. What do you mean you took care of it? It's like, don't worry about it for the rest of the night. And I kept trying to figure out what he meant until later on in the night. And I noticed his shoes. He broke his rental shoes. He didn't have the soles of his shoes on. He broke his shoes. And I noticed the back of his head. You know how the buttoneers have on the shirts?
Mm-hmm.
The buttoneers on the shirt? He broke part of his shirt on the buttoneer shirt. And on the back of his jacket, he broke the jacket. He ripped the jacket in half. So that's why he didn't have the jacket. So the groomsman had to pay for the jacket. He tore his whole wedding suit apart.
The groomsman ripped his jacket?
No, my husband ripped the jacket. He tore his entire
when he pulled him outside?
Apart. Yeah, he beat him up pretty much.
Oh my God.
Otherwise, he had pressed charges, truthfully. So.
Whoa.
Okay. It was great.
Okay, so then he comes back in with your husband and he acts like nothing happens. He still goes up to his now fiance. She says yes, jumps up and down, right?
Of course. My maid of honor told her to sit down. This isn't your day not to celebrate.
Yeah.
Like, do not make this day about you. It's like, but this is my engagement party now. She thought we should make this day about her as well.
She said, this is my engagement party now?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, it's like, we should make this day about me as well.
That is bonkers. Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
Craving more wedding drama? Join my wedding party Patreon for Here Comes the Drama After Dark. Each month we dive into juicy confessions, wedding 911 advice, and the spiciest hot takes. And of course, we always end with a wild wedding story reacting in real time. From bridesmaids to groomsmen, mother-in-law madness to photographer fails, every month has a new theme. Patreon members get early access to all regular episodes and an exclusive chat to discuss the drama. Don't just hear the drama, be a part of it. Join now. First episode available April 7th. So I forgot to mention to everyone is that I made it into a skit, and so many people were like, oh, it's not that bad, blah, 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 blah. No, this is bad. This is really bad because not only did they not ask for permission, it was a small intimate wedding. They took that from you. You paid for it all yourselves. You invited people that you were like, these are close friends, people we love and we trust. And then on top of that, then they want to turn it into their own engagement party, completely negating any feelings you had about the whole situation.
Correct. It was odd. And I was in tears. My maid of honor took me to the bathroom to dry my tears because we had like maybe 50, 60 guests. Mm-hmm. I rented my wedding dress because I couldn't afford a wedding dress. And I know that's stupid to say, but I wanted something I could have. I borrowed a wedding dress for the ceremony and bought a little party dress to have for the reception. Just a cute little something I got from the store. So silly. My friend's like, you should just spend money, but it's like, you're a single family. You don't need the luxury things.
Mm.
So why not? So I spent like maybe $200 on my dress. And my friend made the cupcakes for free.
Mm-hmm.
So dried my tears. I came back out. And she was going to do her maid of honor speech. They were out there with our photographer doing photos around, showing off the engagement ring, all this wonderful stuff. Like, we're engaged.
They're in front of the photographers getting photos taken?
Yeah.
Okay, so I need to know, I know I'm kind of jumping the gun, but did they try to get those photos from you?
My photographer wouldn't release them.
Wouldn't?
They wouldn't.
Oh, good, good.
I made sure that's the one thing, because my photographer was also one of my friends. So she did my photography for like $150 for me.
Amazing.
And she's also my daughter's godmother. So that helps the situation.
Yes.
Yay for deals. Yes. You find the deals where you can get them.
Absolutely.
Take advantage of it, what you can find. And I was like, don't do this today. So we all sat down, back thing. My maid of honor did her little speech and made fun of the situation. Made little jokes about him on the side that only he would get. And it kind of irritated him a little bit. Like, you shouldn't be saying these things about me. And just like made little jokes. And then she knew my daughter was there. So she grabbed my daughter from her little seat. Because we made like a little kiddie table on the side for her to be part of the wedding party.
Mm-hmm.
So like a little kiddie table with a princess crown, everything like that. And she came out. They did a little dance they worked on together. And it was just such a cute addition to the party.
I love that.
And that just really made my day.
You need a maid of honor like that. That's going to be like, hold on, let me take care of this.
Exactly. And people, like, what's with the little dance? The dance was perfect. What's made it even better, like, she was dancing with my daughter and she had a glass of champagne. And my bridesmaids' little dresses, they were just cheap little dresses. They were like a purplish color. And she went over to my other bridesmaid and she accidentally slipped and it fell on the dress. It's like, oops. And it was a little champagne. It's like, oops. Sorry, this slipped. It's like, you ruined my dress. And it wasn't on accident.
Yeah. I'm surprised your bridesmaid stayed after that. So she was like proudly walking around with that new ring and acting like this was not her engagement party. She had no shame about how it all went down. Thought it was totally fine the way he did that. After only dating for 3.5 months, I can't even get over that. To take that moment from you guys, did you have any idea like he was going to do this or any kind of gut feeling?
No.
So you're just completely blindsided?
No.
Oh my God. No.
The champagne we just got for our little table, everything else was just like beer and little stuff you can get from the store.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one thing I splurged a little bit because I just wanted something for me to celebrate.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, let's talk about really quickly, how did your family and other guests that were there react? Did anyone say anything to you or did they make faces? Did they try to like move past it? Like what went on with that?
Well, on both sides of our family, both of our parents are gone.
Okay.
So my uncles and aunts, they were really upset to say that.
Yeah.
Cousin, she wanted to teach him a new one. Let's put it that way. And she does CrossFit on the side, so she could deadlift him in a second and throw him over something, a bridge. She's like, I know people. I can put a hit on him if you want me to. It's like, please don't do that. I love you, but please don't do that. But this is your day. Please don't put a hit on somebody. But it'd be fun. It's like, we're not going to put a hit on somebody.
Oh, gosh.
I love you, but please don't. It's the thought that they cared about me. And they stayed for the entire reception. They left. And at the end of the night, he's like, can we get a ride with you guys? I'm like, no. Please, no. We're going home with our family and going to enjoy a family night together.
Yeah.
It's like, go do your own thing. Please. Okay. The next morning, they said, you guys do want to go get brunch? They wanted to go get brunch still.
So they had no idea still that they did something wrong. They were just living in their own la-la land.
Pretty much, yeah.
What? After how you guys reacted?
Yeah, they wanted to go get brunch. They wanted to still go mini golfing, do everything that we had planned for the next day.
Did they apologize once?
No.
Not even still, except for the timing. The timing wasn't right.
No, I'm still getting messages from her on other platforms, like, what's going on, everything like that.
Oh my gosh. So how does your relationship stand with them today? I know you said ex-friend. Does your husband talk to his friend? Because that's really hard. I mean, that was his best man. That's your bridesmaid. She's asking you, like, what's going on? Has there been any communication?
On my side with her, no. He's trying to open that wound back up. Because this was his friend since sixth grade.
Okay, your husband's trying to open it back up? Okay.
So he's trying. I'm like, if you do, keep me out of it.
Okay.
Keep my child out of it.
Because what happens when they invite you guys to the wedding?
They're actually already married.
Oh, they already got married.
They got married on New Year's Eve and they are expecting.
Okay. Okay. So were you at the wedding or did they do a private? You were like, I'm not going.
They got married at the courthouse, so.
Okay. Okay. So no invite. They probably didn't want to invite anybody because they were afraid that karma was going to get them.
It hit them in the back.
Oh my gosh.
Okay,
so like I said earlier, I think I said this before I started recording, but when he first sent me this story, I opened it up to the audience, to my followers, to kind of said like their reactions. So I want to read a few of these reactions. And this was probably the most responded to thing that I ever got. I put a little question box. People could submit things. I would say I probably had like over 200 responses from people. So these are their responses. I said, what would you do in this situation? Someone said, I would want my husband to address the best man, not make me be the bad guy. Someone said, shocked and angry. Not well. My anger issues could not. I would not be happy. I'm not a big spotlight person, but let the bride and groom have their day. This person, who seems like an odd response here, says, overjoyed. I believe in sharing love as long as the girlfriend wanted a public proposal. I am so, no, don't do that. If you want a public proposal, find a different spot. This person says, I'd wait until the initial hullabaloo was over and then ask them to leave. Did you think about asking them to leave?
Oh, I should have asked them to leave. But if I had more of a wedding party, I probably would have. But mate, I probably should have, looking back, I probably should have had them leave. Just have my maid of honor and best man. Well, I didn't have my best man. I just have the groomsman.
Yeah.
My groomsman was like, I want no part of this.
I know. It's almost like hearing the story, I'm like, okay, we can say he's super naive and did that. But to then trailing around, using your photographer, acting like it's their engagement party, like that's someone that literally wants to steal the spotlight from someone else. They have crept up jealousy or anger or something where they want to make you feel bad. So I read that as just completely disrespectful. Okay, I'm going to read a couple more. It says, my face wouldn't say anything at the moment, but later I would sure be asking them to leave. I would turn off the mic, ask them to leave. I'd probably be too shocked to react. This person says, a swift punch to the throat would be an option. It said, if they ran it by us first, maybe, but other than that, that's a big hell no. So I would say most people agree that that's completely disrespectful and wrong. Mm-hmm. There's a random people in there that are like, I wouldn't make a big deal of it. But you didn't make a big deal about it. You had a normal reaction to something that was kind of crazy. And like I said, if he was just kind of naive and maybe like snuck off to the side and they did it where no one saw them and didn't make a big deal, Okay, that's still not great, but it's better. But the fact that they did it during a speech where everyone could see at a small intimate wedding and then prayed around trying to get like private photos and all that and showing the ring off, it's just terrible.
Yeah, it's one for the books. I always pictured my wedding as a peaceful day, relaxing, nothing like this.
Yeah.
You know what? Once in a lifetime. It's something I'll always remember.
Yeah, that's true. How are you today with everything? Like looking back on your memories, are you able to highlight the positive memories, like your amazing maid of honor? I know you talked about your daughter being involved in the wedding. So those are some really amazing moments to look back on and kind of block out the negativity, right?
Oh, my daughter's my lifesaver. My daughter and my husband are my godsend. That's all I could say. They are my saving graces and I love them. I love my daughter more right now. But hey, everyone has a favorite in the household.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
And my maid of honor will always be my best friend for saving me that day.
I love that.
And I think when all this happened, I was probably numb from shock. I probably was angry inside.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie. I was probably angry. I just didn't know how to react.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I think here too is people hear these stories and they're like, oh my gosh, weddings bring out the worst in people. But to kind of do a little spin on this, I think it can bring the best out in other people. So you saw a side of your maid of honor like, wow, she really loves me, protects me, and supports me. My husband immediately got behind my back, stood up against him, you know, all these amazing people in your life. And it's really unfortunate that happened this way. But true colors come out, and it's sometimes a good thing that it reveals the true colors of people. Because you're like, you know what? I'm not going to have someone like that in my life.
Exactly. And I can't wait to be my maid of honor's maid of honor in her wedding in October. So,
yeah.
So she's getting married in October. I can't wait to do that job. And hopefully we won't have the same reaction.
Exactly. Yeah. And you'll know exactly what to do to make sure she stays relaxed and excited on her day and block out all the negativity.
Negativity. Yeah. I just got to get to New York. That's the only place I got to get to.
Exactly.
So, my daughter is the flower girl. So it's perfect.
Amazing. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I know it's a hard story to come back to and talk about, but like I said, I hope you're able to pull positives out of it, that you have amazing people that support you and love you. And thanks for sharing.
Oh, no worries. Hope this helps other people in this situation.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Ferris and Sloan fans, if you've been hooked on the drama that's racked up over 50 million views across platforms, you're not going to want to miss this. My new novel, Here Comes the Drama, A Ferris and Sloan Story, is coming soon. And part one will be free exclusively for my newsletter subscribers. Ferris and Sloan thought their engagement would be the start of their happily ever after. But Ferris's overbearing mom, Kate, has other plans. From sabotaged wedding events to emotional manipulation, Kate's doing everything she can to tear them apart. It's heartfelt, it's chaotic, and it's your new obsession. Will Sloan and Ferris survive the wedding planning meltdown of the year? Or will the drama be too much for their love to handle? Tap the link in the show notes to sign up for their newsletter and be a part of the exclusive group that will get the first part free, plus first access to pre-orders for the full book. The drama is coming, and trust me, you'll want front row seats. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and continue this episode. It's going to be a little different this week since we kind of started with a confession, a hot take, and a crazy story all in one. Still kind of recovering from that one. I just can't believe that happened to someone. I feel so bad that her wedding day was trumped by that, but it sounds like there's still a lot of good memories from her day. So I thought we'd kind of continue with that theme, and I would read an Am I the Asshole story from Reddit about proposing at a wedding. And here's kind of a different perspective on a different type of wedding proposal. Okay, this says, obligatory, I know it sounds bad, but hear me out. I'll try to keep this short. So me and my now fiance have been together for 6 years. And about the last year, we've been discussing more and more about getting married. And she wanted to do it, to have it still be a surprise, and said she'd be happy however and whenever I did it. But I'll admit, I'm terrible at surprises and coming up with ideas like this, but I still wanted her to love it. So for context, she and her sister are basically best friends. They have 1 year age difference, if that matters, and she's married, one of my best mates, so we're all close and do things together a lot. A few months ago, while their planning was still going on, I sat both of them down and asked if I could propose during the reception, but that I 100% understood if they said no because it was their day after all. Okay, before I keep going, because I've not read this whole thing, I just talked about in another video, when this happens, I was wondering how it comes about. Like, does the person ask the bride and groom, or is a bride and groom like, hey, you should propose to so-and-so? And I've seen it both ways. And I don't know again what happens, but personally, only people that should do the asking is the bride or groom. And if they're agreeing together, like, hey, let's talk to so-and-so, he should propose to his girlfriend or whatever. But other than that, it's still like you're putting them in a weird position, because why would they start drama by them being like, no, I don't know. It just is like uncomfortable. They immediately said it was a great idea and were excited for it. Sister-in-law loved the idea because their family would already be there too. So, okay, I can also see too, the story we just talked about, I was like, oh my gosh, it's a friend. It's intimate for the bride and groom. They don't have their family and friends there. But this is a circumstance where it is all her family. It's like they're super close. They're practically twins. So they love the idea. I even offered to pay half the reception bill, but they refused. I still gave them something as a second wedding gift anyway. And over the next few months, we talked here and there about how it would be done and decided it would be done during the bouquet toss. And all the other bridesmaids were in on it because most are mutual friends. I've seen this kind before. The wedding was yesterday and we didn't see a lot of each other because the maid of honor and groomsmen duties. Everything went off without a hitch, and it was time for the bouquet toss, and the girls gathered. Sister-in-law pretended to go throw it, but turned around and handed it to her instead. She turned around to me with a confused look, but saw me on my knee with a ring pop. Sounds dumb, but it's an inside joke between us. In my hands, and laughed through her tears. Obviously, she said yes, and the rest of the night went great. However, when we woke up in the morning, she was acting very weird and distant. And when I asked her what was wrong, she said she felt weird about me proposing at her sister's wedding. Here's a side we don't normally hear. That it just felt wrong, like she stole her sister's day. I explained that she was very obviously in on it and was very excited about the idea and encouraged it. But she said it still felt weird and then left for work. I haven't heard much from her today since. Did I do something wrong? Okay, there's a small update, but here's my initial reaction. I don't think he did anything wrong. I do think it's kind of weird to go to the bride and groom and say like, hey, can I propose to my girlfriend at your wedding? Well, I mean, it's her sister, but can I propose to her at your wedding? Because like, I always think, I'm like, there are so many other days of the year. We can't get a little creative, take her out to dinner. Like, it's not that hard to do a Google search. It's still your idea to potentially take from the sister's wedding. And even if the sister had an idea in her head, like, I don't really like that idea. She's so close to her sister that she's like, I don't want to take this away. So they sound like two sisters that are both about supporting each other, being each other's best friend. So it's kind of an awkward situation because they both want to support each other and they both want them to have this dreamy engagement proposal and wedding. So she says yes. And the wedding is just like, yeah, it's performative, right? Because he's asking her in front of all these people. So she's like, yes, oh my gosh. But then it comes down to it, she feels weird. I don't know. That's my initial thought. It's like, that's the thing. It's even if you're okay with it, you get the okay, the bride still might be like, I don't know. Like, I wanted my sister to have her day. Because then when it comes to their own wedding, what if someone else wants to do it at their wedding? And they're like, well, you did it at someone's wedding. Or what if the first sister is like, I'm pregnant. I'm going to announce it at the reception when I'm giving my maid of honor speech. And not saying all families are competitive in that way or they're going to do it in a negative way. It could be very positive and very supportive. But I think we need to think about these things. Like this last story with our guest, they turned it into their own engagement party. It doesn't sound like these sisters have that relationship. I feel like they're very supportive, but I don't know. Small update. She came home and we talked. I definitely was a dunce about the wedding thing, but she said she still loved it because her family was there. And after talking to her sister as well, she didn't feel so guilty. She explained that it wasn't until afterwards she realized she wasn't actually okay with a public proposal she originally thought and we had talked about. She was just hit with a lot of feelings. We basically apologized to each other for a few things that even though all our talks we hadn't actually talked about and led to assumptions. I made dinner that I had already planned for us and did my proper proposal with her and the whole speech. There you go. Keep it short, sweet, and intimate. Let's take away those public proposals. Overall, everything ended well and communication is key. Even after 6 years together, we're still learning new things. I don't think he's the asshole. I like the self-reflection here. Like I said, it's a weird situation and he was given the okay, but it's still like a weird thing. Okay, that was a lot. But two different situations of how things can go down. One showed no respect at all, just completely sealing the day after being together for 3.5 months. The next one shows a high level of respect and self-reflection on both parts, right? So in the last story, I don't think anyone's like the bad person, of course. I think he did all the right steps. However, some people will still listen to that and be like, no, you should never ask to do that. Okay, let's get into our weekly confessions game. We're doing things a little different this week. This one says, my bridesmaid asked me to move my wedding venue 2 weeks before the wedding. Why are we doing that? Why are we moving wedding venues? Why does she have the audacity to ask that? And it's not the wedding date. So it's not like something came up for her. She just, what, doesn't like the wedding venue? I'm confused by that. No, we're saying no to that. Okay, my mother-in-law invited 2 out-of-state people to my bridal shower and told them I would host them. You mean like stay at your house? Yeah, that's what I'm getting from that. No, we're not doing that. We're not volunteering other people to host people for us. No, we're not doing that. Last confession. I blocked my husband's ex on his Facebook page without him knowing. Ooh, wow. Okay. Was he looking at our Facebook page all the time? Was it an issue? That sounds more like an issue between you and him, not necessarily him and her. Was he on Facebook? Does he go on Facebook a lot? I don't know. That's on you, girl. Oh my gosh. Okay. This is crazy. That was probably one of the craziest stories I've had. Let me know what you guys think about this, having guests on. I have one more scheduled like this coming up. And the one coming up is actually a story that we read anonymously on the podcast with Suzanne. And so many people commented like, I need more. As Suzanne and I were reading this, we were like, this is insane. We need a part 2. She's coming on. And she's going to share more about the story and give more details into what happened coming up. So we'll give more details to that. But that's the story with Suzanne Lambert. If you guys want to go back and check that one out as well. But let me know what you guys think about having guests on or more brides on to share their story. Someone messaged me not that long ago saying that I should have a bride episode and invite on like multiple brides to just all chat together. And I kind of thought that was kind of a cool idea. So let me know what you guys think about that. We will be sharing some more stuff like that shortly. Also, some exciting news. If you guys have not seen yet, I do officially now have a Patreon, which I am so excited about. Don't worry, nothing is going away right here. You'll still get your regular 4 episodes every single week. Patreon will get you a bonus episode every month, the first Monday of every month, where we're going to be deep diving some different areas of weddings. So the first episode is about bridesmaids, all different areas. The stories are going to be around bridesmaids. The confessions are about bridesmaids, hot takes about bridesmaids, and so much more. And then we're going to be going to groomsmen and continue on through that. So that is on Patreon. It's a bonus episode. All Patreon subscribers will get the regular episodes earlier as well as a private chat. So we have a private Patreon chat where we can go in there, share our thoughts, feelings, concerns, and hopes for the future. I don't know, whatever else you want to share, your favorite color. All right, guys, that's all I have for you this week. Thanks for tuning in, and I will see you next time. Bye now. Thanks so much for tuning in to Here Comes the Drama. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to rate, review, and share it with a friend who loves a good story. And make sure you're following me on all socials at Party Planning by Krista for even more stories, skits, and a little extra drama. Until next time, protect your peace, and I'll see you soon. Bye now.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is an ad by Regain Couples Therapy. Let's be honest. Loving your partner doesn't mean you always like them. And guess what? That's normal. Regain, powered by BetterHelp, offers couples therapy that's flexible, affordable, and 100% online. Whether you're reconnecting or working through conflict, Regain is here to support you both. See why people wish they'd tried couples therapy sooner. Visit regain.com/couplespod to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/couplespod.
Hi there. My name is Annie Elise, aka your true crime BFF and host of the podcast Serialously. I have been a true crime enthusiast forever, but I wished somebody would break down the cases for me like a friend, giving all the details and discussing every twist and turn. So I decided to create a podcast that does just that. Serialously with Annie Elise is topping the charts with over 1 million weekly downloads. I do the deep dives in these cases so you don't have to, diving into all the raw details, saying what we're all thinking, and in a conversational way, just like having a conversation with your best friend. So join me and let's talk all things true crime. Serialously with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.